All righty, back in Martin Stadium, we start the fourth quarter. I'm Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle, our spotter. We lead it 21-14. It is first and 10 at our 14-yard line for Collins Hill.
Temperamental. Just don't know where you can put it, Penny. All right, Wes.
Officials come over and talk to Coach Mack for just a minute. All righty. Heineke sends twins left, twins right. Trips to the right, twins left. Drops back, looks to his right, looks, throws out in the flat. Catch made to England, but not much.
About the 10-yard line, maybe the 9 where they're going to mark him.
Give him 2 yards, 2nd and 8 at the 12-yard line. And he run him out of bounds. That stops the clock with 11:54 to go here in the ball game. Heineke again. He sends trips to the left. Single receiver to the right. Keeps the running back to his right. We've got a 4-man front. There's a snap. He rolls left. He's looking to the end zone. Got a man back there. Jump ball, and we knock it away. Great job by Kenny Durden. He went up against Jeff Glover, their 6'4 senior, their best receiver, so I've been told, and knocked it away. That'll make it 3rd and 8.
Good play by Kenneth Durden that time to just knock the ball away.
Here comes our dime package. Justin Wilson comes out. Tyler Hunter comes back in. Heineke. Twins left, twins right. Keeps a wide receiver slash running back in the backfield with him to his right. He takes the snap. Looks for a man across the middle. Throws. Catch made by England. Short of the first down. Down to the 11-yard line. It'll be 4th and 2.
They're going to mark him at about the 6?
The 6. He had to get Bill to the 4. Now they're just going to be 4th and 3.
Got a decision here. Are they going to try and punch it in here?
Yes, they are. They can get a first down. They can get a first down here. Twins left, twins right. Puts the running back to his left. Heineke, now he brings the receiver to our side, so we'll have trips to the home side. Takes the snap, rolls right, looks in the end zone, and we knock it down. It was knocked down by order. Geraldo, order number 26. Knocks it down.
Geraldo Orta. Final, or is that just a score? Got an updated score. Hillgrove leads Brookwood 28-21. Don't know where that is in the game. Vikings lead here 21-14, and they have the ball. 10:56 left in the ball game, but we're deep in our own end.
Gunslinger goes under center. Got a tight end to our side. D. Daniels at fullback. Braswell in motion, and he gives it to Braswell around the right side. He hits one man, too. He'll fight his way up. He may get a yard, Bill.
Are they going to move him to about the 9 from the look of it?
Now they'll mark him down at the 10, so give him 2. Well, we started our 7, so give him 3s. It'll be 2nd and 7. The ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 10:26 to go in the ball game. We lead it 21-14. Parker with a tight end to the visitor side. Goes under center. Got a man in motion towards us. That's Hunter. And he gives it to the fullback. He's across the 10 up to 11. They may mark him down at the 12.
That was D. Daniels on the carry.
It's going to be third and a long, long four, Bill. Clemens comes in. Hunter comes out. You hear the crowd chanting, go Vikings, go.
The defense has done their job. It's the offense's turn now. Let's see if we can get a first down here.
Five-man front. They've got six, seven up in the box, eight now, nine. And we give it two.
It's going to be very close.
I couldn't see who carried the ball, but it's not enough for a first down, Bill.
Wes, Bill?
Yeah.
Guys, we did the double handoff. Handed it to Bergman, and he handed it to Troy on the inside trap.
From Bergman to Braswell is where the handoff was.
They're going to have to measure it. We'll keep it right here. Thank you, Marty.
So a handoff to Bergman, and then Bergman hands off to Braswell. And it is very close.
He's going to be short by about 6 inches here.
He is short. Good eye, Marty.
Coach?
Wow. Get that into the field, I don't know.
And the referee has not wound the clock yet.
I think you're going to see him wind the clock. Know whether we take a timeout here or not.
We're going for it. Folks.
It's a hard kick.
We are going for it.
This team doesn't play real tight to the ball, so you may have an advantage and may not. We'll see.
Tied into our side. They've got eight up on the line of scrimmage. Man in motion. We take the snap. Now we call time.
Trying to get a hard count. We'll take a let's keep it right here. We'll keep it right here. It'll be a little short break. But, yeah, they were looking to try and get the hard count. I don't think that we had real intentions of taking that snap. It is so, so close. It's tempting not to try and go for it. But if you don't make it here, you give them the ball inside the 20-yard line. And with a team like this, they could score very, very quickly.
That's true. They score very quickly anyway.
And you don't want to give them a short field to try and work with.
It's now 35-35, Brookwood and Hillgrove. Colquitt leads Mill Creek 21-6.
Wes, we do send the punting team out now.
Yep. .849 to go in the ball game. We lead it 21-14. Solomon standing back the 1 yard line. They've got a new receiver back.
Dakota Kahn is who they've got set back.
That's their safety. It's the second leading tackler. Solomon. Nice high kick. And he signals fair catch, and he makes it at their 45-yard line.
Tyler Vanderzand in the first player down there for the Vikings. A 39-yard punt for Jed Solomon. Collins Hill takes over first down and 10 from their own 45. Vikings defense has really stepped up here in the second half. They gave up that one long drive and a touchdown. Then converted, got a pick six by Tyquan Lang, and that's where we are, 21-14 with 8:41 left in this ballgame.
Heineke brings three receivers to the press box side. Single receiver far side. Keeps a running back in the backfield with him. Three-man front for our Vikings. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Drops back. And he's looking. He's looking. Throws way downfield. Got a receiver open. And again, overthrows the back coming out of the backfield. And there's a flag.
Yeah, England was on a go pattern just then.
Finally holding against Collins Hill.
England had made a cut upfield, left Tyler Hunter, the ball overthrown, but it would have come back anyway with a hold, so we'll mark off 10. It'll be first down and 20.
No, Bill, they're going to mark it from the 38.
Oh, wow, where the hold was. Okay. Yeah, that is a spot foul.
So that marks it back to the 28.
Guys, our coaches have been asking for that the whole game. They said that Mathis has been held the entire game, so they're glad they finally called it.
That's going to be first and about 23.
More than that.
28, first and 28. Two receivers near side, two far side. Heineke drops back. He's looking. There we come. Throws the ball downfield. Got Glover open. And Glover makes the catch.
Oh! You got to be kidding me. He picks the ball up and throws it down at Kenneth Durden. And both officials, neither one, throw a flag.
Now, he made a great catch. No doubt about it. He made a great catch down to the 29.
But he threw the ball right into the face of Kenneth Durden.
Durden made a great play there. He was right in great, perfect position. But the ball was thrown perfect, and number 19 just went and got it. He's a great athlete. But he definitely stood up and threw the ball in Durden's face.
44-yard pass play.
All right, Viking fans, Viking defense, let's rise to the occasion.
Twins left. Single receiver right. They slide a man in the slot. Four-man front for the Vikings. On the right side, they do. Ball down, and now there's a flag.
That is not a makeup. That doesn't make up for what he did.
Dead ball, illegal procedure. Back it up 5 yards to make it first and 15.
Start the play clock, ref.
Winds the clock.
8:01 left here in the ball game.
Twins left, single receiver right. Heineke rolls right. We come after him. Throws the ball downfield. Got Glover open again. He's down to the 21, 22-yard line.
And he gets most of those yards back.
It'll be second and one from our 21-yard line.
Guys, we got to get a little bit more pressure on him right there. Number 19 made three moves on that route. We've got to get some more pressure on Heineke.
Run him out of bounds, so that stops the clock. Collins Hill sends three to the far side, two to the near side. Five-man front for our Vikings. Heineke sees it. He changes the play. He's changing the play. There's a flag for delay of game.
That'll back it up five. Heineke, as Wes said, was trying to change the play. He saw something, couldn't get his receivers in the right formation of what he wanted. Took too much time, and that'll back him up five. That'll bring up second down and about seven. For the Eagles. 7:47 in the ball game. Vikings lead 21-14, but the Eagles are threatening.
All righty, what will he do this time? He sends trips to the far side. Twins to the home side. We're in a four-man front. A ball snapped by. It's on the ground. He picks it up. There we come. Somebody get to him, throws it way downfield looking for somebody. Touchdown. Touchdown, Collins Hill. A busted play. We gave up on it. The receiver got behind us. He threw the ball in the end zone, and it's a touchdown.
I don't know that we gave up on the play, Wes. We were coming out after the quarterback, and the receiver got in behind us, and a good heads-up play by Heineke looking downfield, sees his receiver open up, takes advantage, and it's 21-20 as Collins Hills lines up now for their extra point.
40-yard touchdown pass. Snap ball's down, and it's up. And it's good. And with 7:38 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's all tied up 21 apiece. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, did you already take the five? Okay. All right, when we come back, we'll keep it here. Well, it was, like I said, he made a bad snap. The ball went behind him, and the receiver just kept on, and he stayed with it, so.
All righty, they set to kick off, 21-21. They snapped the ball past 7:38 to go here in the ball game.
Collins Hills to kick off.
Kick. Durden takes it at the 5. Goes far side. He's at the 10. The 15, the 20, cuts back outside the 30. 35, and they won't run and catch him until he gets out to about the 38-yard line.
Great return by Kenneth Durden. About a 33-yard kick return. That'll give the Vikings great field position as we've got a tie ball game, 21-21, with 7:30 left in the ball game.
We are 62 yards away from taking the lead back. D. Daniels, Troy Braswell in the backfield. Tyler Hunter at wing back. Parker goes under center. Takes a snap to Braswell, and they got us for a legal procedure. We jumped.
We talked about that a little bit at halftime. It's the ball maybe is snapped about a half second too late. The offensive linemen are starting to leave on one particular word in the cadence, and the snap's coming about a half a second afterwards.
Guys, Troy, even though that play was a whistle dead there, they tackled him, and Troy got up limping, and he's limping pretty good here, so let's keep an eye on that.
Troy comes out. Bergman goes in. First and 15 for our Vikings. Four-man front for Collins Hill. Man in motion. Parker drops back, looks, throws out to Bergman, makes a catch, across the 35, still on his feet, the 40, the 45. And they run him out of bounds at the Collins Hill 43-yard line.
Everybody's complaining a little bit like there may have been a late hit, but Bergman was still in bounds when number 30, Travis Parker, made the hit, but it was very close.
Down, it was a 24-yard pass play. A little pitch and catch and run by Bergman down to the 43. Josh Clemens goes far side. D. Daniels at fullback. Tight end to the visitor side of the field. Five-man front, three guys up tight. That's eight. Again, they call us again for a legal procedure.
Still the snap, guys.
Guys, and that sweep set up best for us all night long. He had a lot of room to run right there.
7:17 to go in the ball game, tied up at 21 apiece.
All right.
Moves it back to their 40. So moves it back to their 48-yard line. 5-6 man front. Now they back a man off. We give it to Braswell. He's across the 40. He's down to the 45, maybe the 44.
About a four-yard gain.
Second and nine.
11.
Or second and 11, I'm sorry. Thank you, Bill. We're now at the seven-minute mark here in the ball game. Grandpa Clemens goes far side. They go back to a four-man front, but they got those four linebackers up tight. Take the snap to Braswell, looking for some place to go. He's got a quarter. It's a foot race to the end zone. A foot race to the end zone. Troy Braswell, touchdown Vikings. There's no flags on the field. 44 yards. The mailman takes it to the house.
I see you, Troy Braswell. Still a lot of time left. 6:30 left in this ball game. Vikings go back up on top. Masters, Alderman, and Solomon check in for the extra point attempt.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good with 6:30 to go here in the ball game. We'll just keep it here. We'll keep it right here. Vikings lead it 28-21.
And that was a great run by Troy Braswell. There's been some talk of, Marty mentioned from the sidelines, that he'd been limping just a little bit here the last couple of plays. But, boy, he didn't look like any worse for wear on that last run.
Bill, here's your little stat, my friend.
What's that?
That was only our third possession of the second half.
Okay.
We had one in the third quarter, and that was it.
All right, as we said, a lot of time left. 6:30 left in the ballgame. Vikings lead again, 28-21, and this one's going back and forth right here. Vikings need to have a great defensive stand here, get the ball back.
Wes, Bill?
Yeah.
Say we got to give our offensive line some credit right there because they opened up a huge hole for Troy to run on that play.
They sure did.
Great job from that right side of that.
All right, Solomon set to kick off. Puts that foot into it. High, high kick short. Bounces at the 10, bounces over the receiver's head. He picks it up at the 2. Somebody get him, and he goes out of bounds at the 6-yard line, or 7. The ball bounced, and I mean it took a golf bounce over his head. And they take over.
At the 6.
On their 6.
Now a good defensive stand. Let's go, Viking defense. Let's get this crowd. Let's keep them on their feet.
6:26 to go here in the ballgame. We lead it 28-21.
Put the ball in play. Here comes Collins Hill's offense.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Collins Hill in the shotgun. Three down linemen for our Vikings. Running back just to the left of the quarterback, standing on the goal line. He takes the snap, drops back. He looks, throws out, makes, oh!
No catch.
Number 39 coming out of the backfield, wanted to make the catch. And Marquion Paget just cleaned his clock.
What a great hit by Marquion.
Second and 10. The ball at their 6-yard line.
Clock stops on the incomplete pass.
Collins Hill sends three receivers to their side of the field, one to ours. The quarterback puts the running back to his right, standing at the goal line, drops back in the end zone, throws out in the flats, catch is made. We missed him by one. One guy misses him, another guy misses him. He gets it out to the 12-yard line. Bill, that's going to be a first down.
Yeah, it is. I was watching Josh Clemens on that last play, Wes. Josh, from his linebacker spot, had that coverage on the back coming out. He played him way, way off, and he was just didn't have enough get back to get him back there in time to make a tackle before he made the first down.
They move it out to the 17-yard line, 11-yard pass play. Clock running. 6:05 to go here in the ball game. Three receivers far side, two near side. Collins Hill quarterback in the backfield by himself. Drops, looks, real quick throw,
no,
and in and out of the hands of number 13.
Josh Clemens right there that time to make the hit as soon as the ball hit Marksby's hands.
Second and 10.
Marksberry, excuse me. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It's 28-21, our Vikings lead with 5:51 left. Number 8 for the Vikings. That is Justin Evans checks in.
Again, Colin Till. They'll send two receivers far side, two near side. He keeps the back in the backfield to his left. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, trying to find a place. Throws, and he makes the catch to Glover to the 20-yard line.
They're going to give him about the 22 from that mark, Wes.
That's a 5-yard pass play. So Bill, it's going to be third and a long four for him. Clock's running.
Let's go, Viking fans. Not your feet. Let's go.
Let's get us a stop here. Mighty, mighty Vikings, get us a stop here, fellas. Swing those broad battle axes. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Back to his left. Collins Hill quarterback waiting on the snap. Drops back, looks, throws across. Catch made for the first down.
Just did by about 2 yards, a yard. Little underneath stuff. They're able to pick up a first down. Get the chain set, and they'll start the clock here.
Out to the 29-yard line. Wind the clock. We're inside 5 minutes now. First and 10 at the 29. Two receivers far side, two near side. Running back to the right of the quarterback. Heineke in the shotgun. We've got a three-man front. Takes the snap, drops back. Looking, throws downfield looking for a man. Open, and we knock it away. This time, Kenny Durden reaches around Glover and knocks it away at our 42-yard line.
Wes, I've watched Glover the last couple of times as he goes out. He and Kenneth Durden one-on-one. And Glover really does not have, he's not very fast. He's just got long strides. He makes good cuts and he runs good routes. But Kenneth Durden that time stayed right with him.
Second and 10. Second down from the 4:39 to go. Clock has stopped on that incomplete pass. 28-21, Vikings lead. All righty. We've seen it all night. Twins left, twins right. Running back in the backfield. Three-man front. Heineke takes the snap. Looks, starts to run. And we run him out of bounds at the 31-yard line. He'll pick up 2 yards. But it stops the clock.
I was watching the run that time, but Taylor pointed out, defensive back stayed with him very well downfield. That was almost a coverage sack. Heineke had no place to go down the field.
All righty, third and 7. That's the 32-yard line.
Let's go, Viking fans, to your feet.
They've got to get it to the 49. Stops the clock with 4:31 to go in the ball game. We lead it by 7, 28-21.
Let's make some noise, Vikings. Let's go, defense.
They send three receivers far side, two near side. Three-man front for our Vikings. Heineke, all by himself, takes the snap, drops back, looks, starts to run. Throws the ball out in the flats, got a man open, makes the catch for the first down after the 45-yard line.
Boy, England, 44. I'm sorry, Wes, England is always seems to get himself free, and he's the guy that they really look for on those third down situations.
13-yard pass play.
Another first down for the Eagles.
Out at the 45. And the clock is running. Stop it! Collins Hill, two receivers near side, two far side. Heineke puts the running back to his left, standing at the 40. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, throws across the middle, caught, oh, by Macy at our 39-yard line.
That ball went right through the hands of Justin Evans, number 8, who was out there in one of those nickelback spots, and makes a completion for the Eagles. Thought Justin Evans had a shot at that.
I thought we did too. First and 10 at our 39, 17-yard pass play. Thank you, Taylor. 3:45 to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead it 28-21. We need a stop here, fellas. We need a stop. We need a pick. Twins left, Twins right. Heineke drops back. Look, we come after him. He pulls it down and runs. The referee was reaching for his flag like he wanted a hold. We chase him out of bounds at our 30. See where they mark him at.
Give him about a 6 or 7 yard gain, a 6 yard gain.
It'll be second and long four at our 32 and a half yard line. Clock stops with 3:26 to go. They have two timeouts. We have two timeouts. That moves the ball to the near hash mark. Right here in front of the press box. They send those two receivers to the far side. One man near side. Line of tight end up to the far side. There's a snap. He rolls left. Looking. We come. Throws downfield. Looking for Glover. We go up. And Durden knocks it away. And there's a flag on the play.
Going to get a late hit on it.
And we got
the passer.
Oh, we got a late hit.
Guys, I think they got Josh Fleming for that. I agreed with the call earlier on Justin Williams, but I do not agree with that one. Now, Clemens was hitting him as he threw it.
Can we catch a break tonight, folks? That moves it all the way down to our 17-yard line. As Coach Mack says, when the official calls it, that's what it is. Whether it is or not, that's what it is.
Boys giving them a long time in the huddle, just now starting the play clock.
It was an incomplete pass, so the clock will not start.
Yeah, but he didn't start the play clock until the quarterback made his way all the way back out from the sideline.
All right, he's got trips to the near side, Twins to the far side. Drops back. And
we got a timeout on the Vikings.
Okay. Timeout Vikings. We'll keep it here. 3:19 to go in the ball game. First and 10, Collins Hill at our 17.
I heard the official come off after that play and said that the call was for a face mask into the back. And, not sure that who it was on, but it was not a late hit on Clemens. It was a face mask to the back.
That sounds unusual.
Very.
They showed the sign for roughing the passer. Wow. Well, folks, it's 3:19 left in the ball game. Our Vikings still holding on to a 7-point lead, 28-21. But the Eagles have just worked their way down the field, had some third down conversions. They've had a couple penalties that they've been the benefactor of, and they've been able to bring it all the way down inside the 20.
Grayson has defeated Valdosta High School 22-0, and Brookwood has defeated Hillgrove 45-35.
We know about those two. All right, the timeout's over. Calling both teams out.
It'll be first and 10 at our 17-yard line. Let's go. Let's go, you Crimson Warriors. Let's get them Crimson Britches right here. Trips to the near side. Twins to the far side. Heineke all by himself waiting on the snap. He's got it. He drops back. Quick throw out in the flat. Catch made, and we knock him out of bounds. That'll stop the clock as he gets down to our 12-yard line. Five-yard pass play. And it stops the clock. That's
Josh Clemens in on the tackle.
Second and 5. That little out pass. and it's on the far hash mark, so they bring Trips to the near side, Twins to their side, and Heineke wants a timeout. I think. Nope. Yep.
I think so. He ran a player off. I think he would have been called for an illegal substitution had he not called a timeout.
All righty, we'll keep it right here.
3:13 left in the ball game now. As we said, the Vikings lead 28-21, but Collins Hill continues to drive this ball down. It's second and five when we come back from after this timeout, Wes.
Coach Mack and I will get together Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub for the Lounge High Coaches Show. Airtime 6:45. Coach Mack will sit down with me at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about this ball game and our upcoming ball game. Bill just laughed at me.
It's all right. We always say we want to come back and talk about another great Lounge High victory. We'll see. If we can hold on to this one, Wes, it will be one of the hardest fought ball games we've had this year, that's for sure.
Collins Hill started this drive on their 6-yard line.
Defense is rejuvenated, ready to be on the field.
Second and five from the 12. Clock will start on the snap. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Running back to the right of Heineke. Takes the snap. Throws that little bubble screen. They're looking to throw a back pass. They throw back to Heineke. Throw back to the quarterback. Touchdown, Collins Hill.
Little trickeration. And Collins Hill puts six on the board. Chris Scurry has thrown his helmet off. I don't know if it's a cramp the way he's down on the ground.
They're trying to stretch him out now.
Ho, ho.
We didn't have the best vantage point, whether that was a backwards pass or not, but it doesn't matter.
That's an interesting point. Taylor Biddle says their kicker has not checked in yet.
Well, they've all gone back off to the sideline now as they attend to Chris Scurry. He'll get up now. All right, let's see what Collins Hill has here. It's 28-27. The Vikings holding on to a one-point lead.
And they're going to go for two, Bill. They're going for two.
Wow.
They've just started the clock.
No, you don't start the clock.
I mean.
Oh, started the play clock. You're right.
Yep. The two-point conversion. Three backs in the backfield. Heineke goes under center with double tight ends. They shift out. Three receivers left.
Delay
of game.
They had started the play clock.
They had delay of game, so they'll back it out to the 8-yard line.
They took so long on the sideline. Now they'll bring their kicker out. Let's see if we can get a block, Wes.
He'll set it down on the 15. It'll be a 25-yard extra point.
They're looking.
There's a snap. Ball's down, and it's up. And it's good. And with 3:04 to go, it's 28-28. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, folks, back at Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sideline, Taylor Biddle, our spotter, 3:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're tied up at 28 apiece.
Yep, watch the onside.
We need to put one man way back deep. We've only got 10 guys on the field.
We got 11. Yeah, you want to watch the onside, but I don't think that Collins Hill wants to chance that, give us a short field with 3 minutes left in the ball game, in a tie ball game.
And he kicks it to Dirty, who takes it at the five. Looking for a way. He's at the 10. They hit him and knock him down. There's the flag coming in.
Way on the other side. The flag is way over on the other hash mark.
He got it back. He took it about the 2, brought it back out to the 14. We've got a block in the back on the far side.
Well, folks, let's set it up for you. 2:57 left in the ballgame. It's tied 28-28.
We moved it to our 5-yard line.
The Vikings will have the ball, but it'll be 1st and 10 from our own 5-yard line.
95 yards away, 2:57 to go in the ball game, and one timeout.
We need to get the ball to about our 30 to give Jed Solomon any realistic chance, Wes. Need to get to the Collins Hill 30-yard line.
The gunslinger goes under center. He takes the snap, gives it to Braswell around the corner, looking for someplace to go, fights his way out and run out of bounds as he gets across the 5, the 6, the 7-yard line. That'll stop the clock. Quincy Crawford brings the play in. Give him a yard. Second and 9. Ball at the 8-yard line.
Only gave him a 1-yard gain on that, Wes.
They've got 9 men, almost on the line of scrimmage. Looking for Braswell, gets tripped up from behind, and he'll get maybe to the 10-yard line. Clock runs now, 2:40 to go. Going to be 3rd and 8 from the 9-yard line. We've got to get across the 17.
Nope.
We don't want to give them the ball back. Bergman checks in, as does Clemens. Parker takes the snap. Rolls right, looking. Throws to Bergman. First down to the 20. The 25 to 30. Cuts outside. He's at the 40. Still on his feet. They'll haul him down at our 41-yard line. Cole Parker rolled right. Found Bergman sliding underneath behind the linebacker. Great play from the gunslinger to Bergman to get us out to the 41-yard line with a minute 55 to go. We need about another 35 to get within Jeff Solomon's field goal range. Minute 50 to go. Clock's running. Parker takes the snap. Gives it to Braswell. And nope, the offensive line didn't block, and we just lost a ton of yardage. And the clock is running.
Lost about 6 yards on that play. Clock continues at 1:29.
It'll be 2nd and 16. We've got to get across their 49. Durden checks in. A minute 10 to go here in the ball game, and we're tied up. Durden goes far side. Four-man front. Linebacker up on the corner. Parker drops back. Looks being chased. Get a hand on him. Tries to throw the ball to Nick Bergman. Good play. Throws it in the ground.
Yeah, he got outside, threw the ball away. Under a minute left in this ball game, Wes. Brings up second down. Or excuse me, that'll bring up third down.
Stops the clock with 53 seconds to go. We've both got one timeout apiece. Clemens brings the play in. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Clemens comes near side. D. Daniels at fullback. Five-man front. Now they drop a linebacker off. Parker drops back, looks. Throws out. We make the catch at the 40 to 45. They run Braswell out of bounds. At their 49-yard line, Bill, that's going to be stops the clock with 46 seconds to go, and it's going to be fourth and two.
Yeah, he's going to be short of the first down.
And fourth and two.
Boy, a long two as well.
Popeye Stanley checks in.
Jed Solomon's checking in to punt.
Guys, you're at home, so I think he's just going to play to try to take this thing to overtime here. They're way too close to field goal range if we don't get the first down.
Good point.
All righty, Solomon standing about our 35. Nice high kick. They signal fair catch at the 19-yard line.
40 seconds left, a timeout apiece for each team, and we're tied 28-28 in the third round of the 5A state championship.
Now, I don't know what their field, how far they've got to get it down the field for field goal range.
You figure they got to get the ball to about their 30 to be even close. A 30, if the ball's on the 30, they snap it to the 37, that's a 47-yard field goal.
Yeah, they're going, looks like they're in the victory formation. Back up. And they do, they take a knee. Bill, while we've got a few seconds, overtime is, you'll flip the coin to see who gets the ball first. You place it on the 25 and go from there.
15.
Is it the 15?
15-yard line in high school.
Okay, 25 in college.
Yep. They're walking off the field. They don't have to take a snap. They're willing to play for overtime.
All righty. How many do you want, Bill?
Let's take a 30-second break. When we come back, we'll get this thing set up for overtime. You're listening to Lounge Eye Football. At the end of regulation, it's tied 28-28. We'll be right back. And we're back here at the end of regulation where the Vikings and the Eagles are tied at 28 here in the third round of the 5A state championship. And we're going to overtime, Wes. Tell us about it.
All righty. What we'll do, is we'll go out and they'll flip to see. And then whoever wins the toss, they can do one of three things. They can take offense, they can take defense, or they can pick an end of the field.
Okay. No clock will be involved here. It is unlike the NFL. It is not sudden death. It is similar to college, if you're familiar with that. Both teams will get an opportunity to try and put something on the board.
Unlike college, you don't have to go for two.
I don't know in my... 6 or 7 years of doing Lounge football, have we ever gone to overtime?
I've never had an overtime game, Bill.
I have never since 2005 when I started with you. We have not had an overtime game.
Marty's going out with a coin toss.
Looks like Cole Parker will go out and represent the Lounge for our side.
Looks like Taylor Heineke. Oh, referee's looking at his clock saying,
He's given, was there like a 3-minute break there, I guess, maybe?
He says, bring him out.
And like I said, we'll have Marty out there. Maybe we can get some instructions as to what actually will go on here in overtime.
Let's finish it strong. All right. This is your choices are going offense and defense. They're defending whichever it goes. Go for it. You're the best in coin. You get to call the coin. If I drop it or flip it again, what's your call?
Heads.
The call's heads. It is heads. You won the toss.
Defense.
All right. He wants to go on defense. You get to choose which end of the field. All right, you want to put it on this one. All right, let's put you back down here. You're going to be on defense.
Okay, guys, College Hill won the toss and elected to play defense. We chose to play on the end near the band in the student section.
All right. We start on the 15. You can get a first down.
Vikings need to put it in the end zone here. Go up, put the pressure on Collins Hill to have to score 7. But it's going to take us doing it first.
All right, 1st and 10 at the 15-yard line. Parker brings the Vikings. We'll be headed toward that south end zone. Left to right on your radio dial. Troy Braswell, D. Daniels.
Those big sons of thunder come up to the line of scrimmage.
We've got heavy right already. No clock. Parker looks over the defense. He goes under center. He takes a snap. Gives it to Braswell around the corner. Cuts inside to 15. He gets down to about the 18 before they stop him. I mean the
13.
13.
Troy Braswell close to the 13-yard line before the defense.
Second and 8.
Second down.
Tyler Hunter checks in now. Here we go in overtime. Second down
right,
for the
Gunslinger,
Vikings.
Again, it's heavy right. Parker takes the snap. Again, gives it to Braswell. Oh, there's a flag. They're going to call us for a legal procedure.
Yeah, Kendall Coleman took a step. He was going out in a pass pattern, and Cole was rolling out to his left to hit him. And Kendall just trying to get out too fast.
For you folks who just tuned in, we had them
21,
and they send trips to the right side of the field through a pass over, stopped, threw it back to the quarterback. That set up a perfect screen for him, and he took it in from about 20 yards out to tie this thing up.
And here we are in overtime. Vikings at second down and about 13.
Josh Clemens goes to the far side of the field. Duncan at fullback. Parker looking at a four-man front, four linebackers. Takes the snap, fakes the count of throws out to Duncan. Duncan makes the catch and turns upfield. He gets across the 15 to the 14. I mean, back to the 13.
That'll bring us to a third down.
So it's going to be 3rd and 8 from there.
Number 36 on the stop for the Eagles. The ball is just outside the Eagles.
All righty. First overtime period. Clemens. Braswell comes on the field with Cole Parker. 3rd and 8. We can get a first down at the 5. Josh Clemens goes to the far side in man coverage. Bergman at wing back on the near side. Braswell the far side. He puts Bergman in motion. Takes the snap, rolls left, looks. Oh, the ball is batted at the line of scrimmage, and he had Braswell breaking open in the end zone.
Yeah, it was going to be a touchdown right there to Braswell, and the ball gets tipped. That'll send out Jed Solomon to attempt a field goal here.
Yep, it'll be a 30-yard attempt. Sets down on the right hash mark. Waiting on the snap. It's down. Kicks up. And it's no good.
Pushed it off to the right. So Collins Hill, they know all they have to do is get a three and take, and they could win the ball game. Passing team, though, maybe we can get us an interception here.
And you can return that interception for a touchdown.
The Eagles will take the field, tied 28-28, still in the first period of overtime here at Martin Stadium.
Heineke goes under center. They're in the I formation. Takes it, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to line it up, it looks like, because it was a quarterback keeper.
Yeah, they don't want to try and do anything that might turn it over. They're just going to keep driving it forward until they're ready to try a field goal.
Takes it down to the 14-yard line.
They're going to try now.
Heineke in the shotgun. Takes a snap, gives it to back into the... Oh, he's across the 10. And they stop his forward progress, Bill, at the 9-yard line. It'll be 3rd and 4 at the 9.
They're sending their field goal team in now.
Folks, a 28-yard field goal attempt. Straight ahead.
Or they're going to move it up. It's really about a 25. They're going to move it back, 26. 25-yard field goal. Check out 26-yard field goal. Got to sell out here.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. Collins Hill has defeated our Vikings 31-28 in overtime. Vikings will finish the year at 10-3. Collins Hill will advance to play Brookwood in the semifinals.
We had every opportunity in this ballgame, Wes. Just penalties killed us tonight. That was probably the biggest culprit tonight was the penalties. We made too many mistakes. Missed opportunities. And as a result, we find ourselves out of this tournament in the third round. Such high hopes for this team this year. And unfortunately, to have them end right here at Martin Stadium, a final score, 31-28, our Vikings fall.
Let's take a 3-minute, keep it here.
Let's just keep it here.
All righty. A heartbreaker for our Vikings. To lose at home, this is the same team that put us out in 2001. Hats off to Collins Hill. They made plays when they had to. We had them on the ropes. Colquitt, as far as we know, Colquitt was leading Mill Creek 27-14. You heard Coach say at halftime that Tyler had hurt his hamstring again. Braswell playing on a very gimpy ankle. But hats off to Collins Hill. Band playing the alma mater of the football team. Kneeling. And see if Marty's going to get Coach Mack.
He's talking with his wife for a second. Hang on a second.
And Marty's walking with him, and see if we get him before he goes into the locker room. Order playing with a bad shoulder.
Coach, obviously it was a tough loss, overtime, but your kids fought hard.
They played hard. You know, they made the plays at the end, and we didn't, you know. So.
Coach, I know the senior class is special to you. You got a lot of seniors out here tonight, and it was tough to see them in like this, I'm sure.
Yes, sir, you're right.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty.
I tell you what, we will take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll wrap this thing up for you. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Martin Stadium. That deathly silence you hear behind us is a Viking loss. 31-28 here in overtime against Collins Hill in the third round of the 5A state championship. And boy, I tell you, this crowd is just stunned, Wes. The Vikings played very well. Coach McPherson made the comment at the end. The Eagles made the plays at the end. We didn't.
And hats off to them. And Bill, as bad as you and I and Taylor and Marty feel, there's no way we can feel as bad as those players and those coaches that's walking in that field house right now.
There's about 20 seniors or more in that field house that their season just ended tonight. For well over three-fourths of them, probably the last time they'll ever put pads on and play organized football again. There's going to be some that'll play on the next level, and we wish them the best, and of course we'll keep up with them. But for a large number of seniors, this was it, and they have to hang it up tonight with this loss. And it'll be hard today, maybe even through tomorrow, but these kids need to hold their heads up. This was a team. They fought every inch of the way tonight. They fought every inch of the way all season long. They are Region 1 5A champions. You cannot take that away from them. Just could not put it all together here as we made it into the third round against a very talented Collins Hill team.
Coach Mack and I will all be at Loco's Grill and Pub for one final time next Tuesday night. And as we talk about this ball game and what he has plans for next season, some of the players coming back and things like that. Bill, you've got final stats?
I do. Our final stats brought to you by Southeastern Federal Credit Union. And I want to thank Coach Dice and all his group from Pine Grove Middle School and Lowndes Middle School all year long as we've compiled these stats here at the end of the game. Get them the final stats and the official stats later on in the week. We'll post those on our website, thevikingvoice.com. And you can always keep up with that there. Final score tonight, Collins Hill 31, Lowndes 28 in overtime. First downs, Collins Hill with 20 first downs tonight while our Vikings with 10. Rushing, Collins Hill 18 carries, 56 yards. The Vikings 38 carries, 245 yards. Passing tonight, Collins Hill 36 of 55, 407 yards. Four touchdowns. And two interceptions. I don't think I got that exactly right. We had no touchdowns, no interceptions. Total plays, 73 for Collins Hill, 45 for Lowndes. Total offense, 463 for Collins Hill and 320 for the Vikings. Both teams fumbled once, losing them. Penalties, Collins Hill, 7 penalties for 45 yards. The Vikings, 14 penalties, 121 yards. Punting tonight, Lowndes punted 6 times for an average of 40.5 yards, while Collins Hill punted 3 times for an average of 35.6. The leading rusher for Collins Hill, number 39, that is Jordan Parker. He had 8 carries, 33 yards. Their leading receiver, number 19, is Jeff Glover. 9 catches, 157 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Our leading rusher, Troy Braswell, 25 carries, 163 yards, and a touchdown. Leading receiver, number 21, Nick Bergman, 2 catches for 56 yards.
Well, folks, Vikings lose 31-28. Like I say, our final record will be 10-3 on the season for Region 1 5A champs. And everybody in Viking Nation is very disappointed. We won't be playing next week, but we will be at Loco's Grill and Pub on Tuesday night for the Lounge Hire Coaches Show one more time. And then, Bill, in just about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks maybe, we'll be cranking it back up for basketball.
That's right. The girls and boys Lounge Hire Viking basketball already underway, but region play will start, and we'll get some coverage of that for you. We'll be on our sister station, 106.9 WVLD. I also want to remind all of our listeners, there's going to be a new show come Monday morning, 7 o'clock on 106.9 WVLD. Who is it? It just left me all of a sudden. I cannot believe that. Beckham, Chris Beckham show.
Oh, okay.
So Chris Beckham will have a show beginning Monday at 7 o'clock on 106.9 WVLD. And that's where we'll be with basketball, and then after that we got baseball, Wes. And so it's just a never-ending thing. We love bringing it to you. Unfortunately, this is our last broadcast for football.
And Taylor, well, Marty's bringing. We'll get down to Marty. Be here in just a second.
Here comes Marty. He's on his way down the aisle here.
Well, Bill, will you hand me those stats down there, please?
I will. Well, Marty?
It was a tough loss there. Our kids are obviously heartbroken. I heard y'all talking a little bit about how all the seniors in the locker room were upset. And, yeah, we saw a lot of sad faces on the field tonight. And Collins Hill just played well. That offense just never gave up. The quarterback is he's a good one. He can see the whole field. I was just so impressed with his vision. He knows where his receivers are, and he see the whole field. And you know, didn't make any real big plays on us. Didn't just beat us. They just nickeled and dimed us and moved the ball and kept our offense off the field.
Yeah, I think that one play where he didn't see the snap and he was still able to find his receiver into the end zone, that could have been the real difference in this whole game.
I mean, just a fluke play there, just an absolute fluke play. You know, the ball went so far back that our corner and our safety were coming up on the ball. And the receiver just slipped in the back. And, man, I even saw the receiver standing back there. He had given up on the play. He's just standing in the back.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the Heineke picks it up, makes a move, and is able to throw the ball into the end zone to him. And, yeah, definitely the biggest play in the ball game right there.
Yeah, it was. Well, Wes, what else you want to talk about here?
Oh, folks, I hope you had a very, very happy Thanksgiving. We won't talk to you beforehand, but we do wish you a very Merry Christmas. Hope you have a very safe and happy holidays. And our newest addition, the rookie, we were trying him out this year. He'll be a full-fledged rookie next year during football season. Our spotter that'll be with us both home and away, Taylor Biddle. And Taylor, what a big addition and a big improvement you've made to our broadcast.
Thank you so much, Wes. I'm so glad to be here. I saw the game as hard fought by both offense and defense on Lounge's side. The defense just came up a little bit short there towards the end on the last drive, but it was still a hard fought game. Heineke's ability, like Marty said, to see the whole field, and I was so impressed with how quick he could hit his receivers. Offense, I think, had a great second quarter. Couldn't put it in the end zone there in overtime, but hard-fought game. I just want to wish all the seniors a good luck and a great career here at Lounge.
All righty, Marty.
He's done. He's already given us his final thought, right?
Didn't you?
Or you got some more? You got some more final thoughts for us?
Yeah. Okay. Bill?
What could have been? What could have been? This was a team... like so many times, we've had some really, really talented teams that we've seen end in the second round or the third round. And this team didn't have all that talent. This is a team that played with guts. And I thought we were going to make this thing all the way to the state championship with a team of guys who just fought for each other, played for each other. And unfortunately, it ended right here on this field tonight. But that still didn't change. This is a team that fought their way together and almost overcame and actually outdid themselves.
Now, Bill, I think it's a tale of four quarters with one quarter, with three quarters being fought very, very evenly. And except for the third quarter, we had the ball one time in the third quarter, and we punted. And that's when they were able to come back on us. And but like I say, you just hate to see, because you've got to know these young men so well over the years, and you feel so bad for them and how hard they played. And not taking anything away from Collins Hill, but Tyler Hunter playing with a bruised hamstring. Troy Braswell twisted his ankle, had to be helped to the locker room at halftime, came back out and played his heart out. Orta with a hurt shoulder. Those injuries have just nagged us all year, and they just finally catch up with you against a team like Collins Hill.
Well, we'll have our final coaches show Tuesday night. We'll get to talk to Coach McPherson, find out what we're going to look like next year. And one of the other things that we'll look into before we get into February is maybe another signing show. Senior recognition night, where we do a night where we recognize all of the seniors, highlight those that will be moving on to play at the next level. Probably got five or six of them again this year that we'll try and do that again and bring that all to you courtesy of Black Crow Media and TheVikingVoice.com.
Folks, again, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. Congratulations to the Wildcats on a great season. Their season ended tonight also. But we'll now rally behind the Colquitt Packers and Coach Russ Prost as they've made their way to the semifinals. And we'll wish them the best of luck in the rest of the state playoffs.
It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Saddest time of the year, that last ball game. Vikings lose 31-28. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Haynes. It has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for Taylor Biddle, for Marty Rogers, for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. Hope you have some great, safe, and happy holidays. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.